the Eucharist. Like, we literally take it in. And so this next thing that we're going to do, we're going to talk about, is the Eucharist itself. Because, you know, we're going to Mass. Let's think of, like, what are we receiving? You guys went to confession last night. You're not supposed to, like, you know, receive communion in the state of sin. And, you know, I know myself, it tends to happen a lot. But you guys, like, sinless, ready for Mass. Like, you guys had a really good weekend, like, after last night. It's really exciting to, like, bring our hearts in front of Jesus at Mass. So, this next person, he's super cool. He's one of my favorite people. A man of many bow ties. A man of many talents. Drew Thicke, everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Hear me all right? Awesome. Little part. I love you all as well. I know what you're thinking. This is a real bow tie. And I can tie it myself. I know. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's had a wonderful morning. Some praise and worship, some food. Yeah, I'm talking about it. It's been awesome. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but it's the last day of the retreat. No, it's the last day. Guys, but it's okay. Honestly, it's okay. Think of all the amazing things that we have done. Think of all the amazing things that we have learned this weekend. The relationships that we have made with each other and with our God. Guys, I am so happy that you guys have been open to just the idea of having a relationship with God. Coming here and just being able to talk with Him and just get to know Him more. Like, just thank you guys for opening yourselves up, opening your hearts to Him. Now, as Summer said, I'm here to talk to you about Mass. Something that's very, very important in my life. But more important than Mass, the part of it that is the most special to me as a Catholic. Talking about the Eucharist, guys. And I am in love with this wonderful celebration of the mystery of Eucharist. It's absolutely amazing. It means so much to me, and I want it to mean a lot to you guys as well. You know, Mass is usually something that most people are not really excited to go. They think it's boring or that it's just a waste of their time. Like, it's an hour and a half out of my day that I could be, I don't know, playing video games or hanging out with my friends or doing that last bit of homework. But I think most people aren't excited for it because they go to Mass without really giving any thought as to why they're there or what it means to be there. You know, for Catholics, everything in the Mass is oriented towards meeting Jesus. And the most profound way we will ever encounter Jesus on this earth is in the Eucharist. And now, I've said Eucharist a lot, and I'm not sure all of you know what that means. The Eucharist is the part of Mass where the priest gets up and he shows us that bread and the wine. And what's special about this part of Mass is that these two simple things, this small piece of bread that doesn't even look like a piece of bread. Let's be honest. It's just like a little wafer thing. And like this blood will become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Actually present. He is truly present in that bread and wine. And not only is He present in that, but He's also present in everyone that goes to Mass. In me, in you, in the priest, and the lectors, everybody. And when we participate in the Eucharist, Christ becomes a part of us, and we become a part of Christ. And this makes us the mystical body of Christ. And the word Eucharist itself means thanksgiving, so we go to give thanks. And it actually comes from the Last Supper. Now, the Eucharist is the source and summit of all Christian life. And it's been celebrated as it has been for the past 2,000 years. 2,000 years, guys. The same thing. Isn't that amazing? You know, it's the coming together to just share a meal as a way of remembering Christ's death for our salvation. You know, the beginning of this tradition was founded because of two events specifically. And the first was after Jesus multiplied the fishes and the loaves. He went out onto the mountain. There wasn't enough food for all. And he said, bring me the baskets, fill it with all the scraps. And he was able to feed thousands and thousands of people. And so during that, he talked about the bread of life, the bread of eternal life. And so after that, people went to go find him. Because obviously they wanted to know what this bread of eternal life is. Everybody wants eternal life. So they go to him. And John 6 actually says this. It says, Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. Now, during this, Jesus had every opportunity to say, hold on, guys. I don't actually mean eat my body, drink my blood. He could have said, whoa, 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 like, let's not go there. But he didn't. He did not say that. Jesus actually uses the Greek word trogo. And it means, and it's more accurately translated as gnaw or chew. Come, gnaw on my body. Chew on my body. And this is never used figuratively in Greek speech. So he means come, have my body. Chew on my body. Drink my blood. And this teaching was so hard that so many of his followers left. That day, that moment after he said this, they left because they said it is too hard and they went back to their ways. Now, for the second event, I need everyone to close their eyes. I need you to go back 2,000 years ago. Place yourself on the outside of a small village. All you see are giant clay buildings about two stories tall. The streets are quiet, and there's only moonlight to guide you. In the distance, you can see only one of the houses. Only one is dimly lit from the inside. And you get very excited because you know that these streets can be very dangerous. So you rush up. And you see these stone steps leading all the way up. And you rush up those steps, going as fast as you can. And you get to the door. And you hesitate for a second. And you hear quiet laughter and quiet partying going on behind the door. And you hesitate to knock, to enter. Eventually, you muster up all your strength, all your courage. You knock on the door. Door slowly opens. You have a big sigh of relief because you see all of your closest friends packed inside this small room. Everyone's laughing, having a great time with one another. They all greet you with a huge smile and hugs. It's so wonderful to be in their presence. You see inside this small room a table at its center. The smell is of fresh bread and cooked food. It is a full banquet upon this table. And then out of the corner of your eye, you see someone that seems familiar to you. He seems to be staring right at you with a huge smile on his face. Then instantly, you recognize him. Jesus. Jesus Christ, your best friend. You've never been so happy in your life to see someone like that. You rush over and you embrace him, feeling a great warmth and a feeling of peace. Then you look up at him and he's smiling right down on you. And it seems as though he has something very important to say. Looking into his eyes, deep into his eyes, you wonder what he could be thinking. Eventually, everyone starts to sit down at the table, and the room goes silent as he speaks. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And he takes the cup. He gives thanks to all of you and he says, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he takes bread. He gives thanks to all of you. And he breaks it and he gives it to you. It's very warm and it smells wonderful. And he says, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And you eat the bread. And afterwards, in the same way, after the supper, he takes a cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And as he says this, the room goes black. Open your eyes. Now, guys, this was the first Eucharist. The first meeting. When your priest consecrates the bread and the wine, just as he will today after this talk, he does so in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. He does so in the same way that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Nothing has changed. When we go to Mass, Jesus is giving us a chance to become in union with him. He is present in that host and in the people around us. And together we become truly the body of Christ. Now, for many years, back in the day, I was the person that hated going to Mass. It was so boring. I used to fall asleep, or at least try to, before my mom like slapped me in the face. But I saw that people started looking up to me as a small child. They thought I was great for going to Mass every Sunday and being involved in the youth group. So I got really good at pretending to be a really good Catholic boy. And many, many people don't know this. But I just pretended. Like, I never actually had that relationship with him. I just thought myself better of everyone else because I was going to Mass and I was going to youth group. And that was the only real reason that I went. And I hated it because I felt so empty inside. Like there was a longing for something else. And the point where I really started to change was my Antioch weekend. And I was really excited to go on my Antioch weekend because I wanted to change into the person that everybody else I saw around me was. I wanted to be that person in Mass that felt like they had something whole, that there wasn't something missing. They felt so enlivened by the Mass and by going to the youth group and everything like that, but it's just something I didn't have. So I wanted this Antioch weekend to change that. Now, the entire weekend went by, and it was awesome for everyone else. But I still felt that longing, that emptiness. I was still pretending to be someone I wasn't. And it wasn't really until after this talk that we went to Mass. I sat down in the same pew, and I listened to the same words and the same blessings I've heard thousands and thousands of times. But still nothing. Nothing really struck me. I was still pretending to be that person I wasn't. And I sang the same songs that I have thousands and thousands of times. But still nothing. It still wasn't there yet. Nothing didn't get to me. And it wasn't until I knelt down and my head was buried in my lap. I was trying to go to sleep because I was so tired because they didn't give me any sleep this weekend. That I knelt down. I looked up for a split second and I saw this small piece of bread being raised into the air. I looked up and I heard the same words of consecration I've heard thousands and thousands of times. It said, "This is my body." And for a split second, just a split second, I thought to myself, you know, what if? What if that really is Him? What if that really is God looking straight back into me, right into my soul? What if it really is the thing He says it is? And my entire world was shaken. I was in shock because in that moment I thought, maybe God really can be real. Maybe I really can be a Christian. And so I got up from my pew and I went down that aisle. And it seemed like forever till I actually got down to the priest. And he held up that piece of bread to me. And he said, "The body of Christ." And still with that question ringing in my head, what if, I took it and he put it into my hands. I just looked down for it, just for a second, just looking at it. I took it and I ate it. And I felt so wonderful. I felt like that hole inside of me was finally gone. I felt fulfilled. I felt full. I felt like everybody else around me for once in my life. It was amazing. I felt filled by the Holy Spirit, by God, that He has given me His divine grace. Finally, in that moment, everything I was searching for. And I looked up to the cross, and it's like He was speaking right to me. He said, "Drew, thank you. Thank you for finally coming to me. Thank you for searching for me. I'm so happy to share this moment with you." And ever since that moment, I started seeking God. In every moment that I could. And Mass was never the same for me. The Eucharist was never the same for me. It has truly changed my life and set my heart on fire. Truly has. To where now I go to adoration every week and I am in front of the body in Christ. And He gives me peace and guidance and rest. To where every week I get to get up and serve the body and blood to my brothers and sisters. And I've never felt so alive. And just to think, it started with one question that I want you guys to think of today when He holds up that body of Christ. That question of, what if? Thank you.